This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 6th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. As God directs the markets, U.S. stocks experienced the worst one-day point drop in history yesterday, falling 1,178 points on the Dow. That makes for a Dow Jones Industrial Average drop of 1,800 points in 2 days, or a 2,300-point drop in a week. This has been the steepest dip in 7 years. Bitcoin has also dropped to $7,289, a 62% drop from its $19,190 high in December. Proverbs 11:28 says, "Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf." A ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church of America is running to be governor of Texas, but Andrew White is an outspoken advocate for women killing their babies in the womb. Listen to what he told KST Radio.
"I support Roe v. Wade 100%. It's the law of the land. We just celebrated the 45-year anniversary of that. And I'll go one step further and say that when I'm governor, I'll veto any of this legislation that's been coming out that limits a woman's right to choose."
Mr. White's Christ the King PCA Church's website says it supports the Westminster Confession of Faith, but makes no mention of abortion. The Lord Jesus Christ reminds us in Matthew 5, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." A repeat of the great mine rescue in Chile happened in South Africa over the weekend. This time, 955 gold miners were rescued from a pit 3,500 feet under the ground. For 30 hours, the miners remained underground at the Beatrix gold mine of Thunissen, while engineers worked to restore power to the lift system. Thanks be to God, nobody on the crew was harmed during the operation. Persecution has reached the DEFCON 1 level in China's Zhejiang province. Now, China Aid reports that 14 church leaders there are missing, probably in police custody, being persecuted for their association with the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At least 100 more Christians have been sent to communist re-education camps recently. Open Doors now provides a way that Christians can, quote, "visit the least of Jesus' brothers in prison," end quote. American Christians can write letters to persecuted Christians around the world through a program provided at opendoorsusa.org. That's opendoorsusa.org. Both physical and digital letters are accepted. The Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl over the weekend against the New England Patriots. The Eagles became known as the most Christian team in the league last year, featuring Bible studies and an extraordinary number of baptisms. Speaking with CBN News, tight end Zach Ertz offered this testimony.
"I dedicated my life to Christ back in March. I was baptized in March. I got married the next day. And our marriage has been built on that foundation of the Word and Jesus. It's changed my life."
Wide receiver Marcus Johnson was baptized last summer, along with linebackers and two other wide receivers. Winning quarterback Nick Foles said he wants to be a youth pastor when he's done with football, telling WorldNetDaily.com, quote, "My faith in the Lord means everything. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and that's first and foremost," end quote. And finally, Christians have long been concerned about the institution of marriage. That's why NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org was founded, held every year from February 7th through Valentine's Day on the 14th. Executive Director Sheila Weber told The Worldview that marriage has taken some serious hits.
"The marriage rate is down so dramatically because we've seen several decades of decline, starting from the radicalism in the 60s and no-fault divorce in the 70s, and the internet culture, which reduced the marriage rate from 79% of adults married back in 1970 to now only about 52% of the adults are married."
Weber explained why we need to champion the marriage covenant designed by God.
National Marriage Week wants to get the word out that marriage is highly beneficial for adults, and especially it is a great tool to reduce poverty and to benefit children. Children that are raised by both their married parents have far better success in school, less trouble with the law, less teen pregnancy, less addiction. Married people live longer lives, have greater personal happiness, and much greater financial stability.
And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.